You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or calling 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. You're listening to the Friday weekending edition of Kevin McCullough Radio, and the stakes couldn't be greater. Stay with us.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough,
Before we're done, my final thoughts on what is happening to my dearly beloved industry of radio. We'll get to that. Actor Ray Vandro Boudreau will be with us before we're done. Kayleigh McEnany in the green room, ADF defending our liberties, and we start with Governor Mike Huckabee. It's all right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, I got to tell you, the president's, he had his time away, and now that he's back, I think people were thinking he wasn't paying attention. I think he was paying attention. Welcome to a Friday. Kevin McCullough, a lot to get to. Governor Mike Huckabee is, of course, one of the longest-serving governors in American history, and someone who was a two-time presidential candidate. He was a top-rated Fox News host. In fact, his show was so hot on Fox News that when they replayed it on Sunday night, the only thing it lost in the ratings to was the first time it aired on Saturday nights, which was kind of cool. But outside of all of that, he's now known simply as Sarah's dad, and he's proud to be so. Governor Huckabee, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be here. And the other night, while I was munching on Chick-fil-A, my daughter was having dinner with the Queen, so I had to say, life ain't fair.
I saw your Instagram or Twitter post, one of the two, and Sarah just looked spectacular in that formal red that she was in, and whatever officer of the British Empire was on her arm escorting her to her seat. And I thought, man, that's what a proud dad. I could just imagine how how hard your heart was thumping at that moment, thinking, you know, and I'm on the other end of that journey. My little Charlotte's only four, and I've got, you know, a little ways to go, but man, I was projecting right into your space at that moment. Hey, let's talk about another.
Actually, by the way, Prince Michael, just so you know, and he looked a lot like Sean Connery.
He did, Trebek. Let's talk about another female that was on this side of the water making headlines for saying that she felt like the president should be in prison. Nancy's crazy at times, but for Speaker Pelosi, this was kind of beyond the pale. And now you say on Twitter today, she's really opened up a target on herself. What do you mean?
Kevin, you and I have talked about the fact that when Trump respects somebody, he doesn't brand them or label them. But once he loses respect, he gives them a brand and it sticks with them and they wish they didn't have it. And I've remarked that one of the few people that he had not branded was Nancy Pelosi. I said, because he respected her as a very capable politician, somebody who understood the game and played the inside game very well. Well, she went off the rails this week. And even though she thought her comments were private behind closed doors with the Democratic caucus, they were not publicly spoken remarks. But there's no such thing as a private remark anymore. Nobody honors that. And she should have known better. She didn't. She talked about the president ought to be in prison. That went viral, and just as one could expect, the president did not just say, oh, well, what an interesting thought. He fired back, and now he's branded her as Nervous Nancy. It's going to stick. It'll be her worst nightmare, and she'll wish she had never made that comment.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is that there's already kind of that speculation that she can't quite find her words fast enough, that there's a certain degree of delay in response. The viral video that went viral because somebody made a joke out of it saying she slurred her speech, there's a little bit of basis for all of that. And to have this now brand kind of sit on top of this nervous appearance that may or may not even be a reality is really a powerful marketing ploy. And I do know that if the president knows anything, he knows how to market a message.
Well, he does. And this whole nervous Nancy, think about it. When she's at the podium, she often hesitates and kind of mumbles and bumbles through a sentence to get started as if she is nervous. Now, right. Every time she speaks, people will be looking for that. It's the same thing that he did when he branded Jeb as low energy. It didn't matter. Jeb could have stood on the stage waving his arms, doing backflips, and people would have said, they didn't do that very energetically because he's been
true.
Branded. It's over. Once you've
That's
been
true.
Successfully branded, you're stuck. And she's stuck now. She'll wish she had never done that.
Yeah, no, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Let's talk about another Democrat that's now, I think, going to encounter some legitimate criticism. Joe Biden announcing within the last 24 hours that the Hyde Amendment is now dead to him. He supported it from his early time in the U.S. Senate and defended it all the way through his time in the Obama administration. Use it in arguments. Well, you know, we'll never use taxpayer dollars to fund abortion. And now all of a sudden he has said, nope, it's the right thing to do to take people's tax money and to provide abortions with that on a taxpayer basis. Your reaction to Joe Biden's latest flippity floppity?
Well, I'm going to give Joe Biden a brand. I'm going to call him Cap Joe, C-A-P, copy and paste, because his new M.O. is that he just figures out something somebody else has said. He likes it. He copies it. He pastes it into his speeches. He's been doing this his entire political career. But now the Internet makes it much easier to catch him at it. This latest turn, though, proves one thing. There no longer is any room whatsoever for a pro-life Democrat in their party. They just don't exist. There's not one single candidate running for president on the Democratic side who even has even a close acceptance of a pro-life respect. I mean, when you're all abandoning the Hyde Amendment, which overwhelmingly American citizens of both parties don't believe taxpayers ought to fund abortion, but the Democratic slate of presidential candidates all believe that taxpayers should, and they shouldn't just fund the abortion, they ought to fund the abortion up until the moment of birth, and some believe even beyond the moment of birth. This election next year is going to be not about Donald Trump and not about Joe Biden or whoever the Democratic is. It's going to be whether or not we believe that infanticide is a legitimate thing that our government and our citizenry and our civilization ought to endorse.
Yeah, I don't think that that can be overstated, Governor, and I've been saying it more often on Twitter of recent, but there seems to be an insatiable appetite for dead babies that Democrats just can't cut themselves loose from. And at every turn, you kind of think, well, they have a chance maybe here to moderate a position. Nope. Every single time it is leftward and it is more deadly. And what's interesting about that move, Gov, is that you've got increasingly more classes of incoming college freshmen now going on about 10 years that have been increasingly pro-life in their worldview. And that may not mean that they want to ban abortion in every instance, but they certainly believe that once a heartbeat is detected, once a viability question is answered, that those are actual human beings that deserve the right to life. And the Democratic leadership and all of the presidential candidates are going directly the opposite direction.
Well, the Democrats love to talk about their love of science, but the truth is the science has made the pro-life position the only defensible position.
Right.
Because we know when life begins, we know about DNA, we understand about heartbeat, we have much better understanding about the origins of life, the significance of when human development takes place. And for now, the Democrats to be arguing that it's not a human life, even after the moment of birth, really flies in the face of the most obvious science we've had probably in our lifetime.
Well, and realizing that it is going to be a great showdown in 2020. And I think that I just don't think there's going to be much of a choice. Like, if you have any degree of moral backbone, I mean, you saw what happened in the California Democratic Convention last week. One of their candidates tried to tell them that socialism doesn't work. And another one tried to tell them that Medicare for all would bankrupt us. They weren't saying, you know, we're terrible because we're embracing these. But they said, I just want to tell you the truth. We can't pursue those policies and do what we need to do, even though we believe in universal health care or whatever. Boot off the stage completely, 100%. And that is indication that even the Democratic base cannot be told the truth when even their own people are the ones telling them the truth. Anyway, Governor, real quickly, what's on the big Huckabee Today broadcast on TBN this weekend?
Well, we have a remarkable story of a school teacher who got fired because she posted the personal view, not in class, but her personal view that Western civilization has been a great gift to the world. Now, think about that. She was fired because she said that. If she'd have said Western civilization was a disaster, she would have kept her job. But she lost her job because she actually thought that something about our culture is worthy. Her story is one of the many things we have on our show, plus Neil McCoy, country music artist, and much more. I hope people will watch.
Saturday and Sunday night, 8 and 11, only on TBN. It is Huckabee, and we are grateful to have Governor Mike Huckabee with us on Friday. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Talk to you soon. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Straight ahead, Alliance Defending Freedom continues our defense of freedom this month. Did you know that someone that the Supreme Court has already vindicated has been found guilty by state-level court again? Why they are on the case, we'll talk about it. Plus, Kaylee McEnany and Ray Boudreaux are with us before we're done tonight. It is Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week, I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code. The mission. That's 800-246-8751.
In 1882, after being criticized for bringing immigrants and the poor into his Manhattan church, Pastor A.B. Simpson told his congregation, "I am not interested in being a respectable Christian," and left to start a school to train others to spread God's love. That school today is known as Nyack College, and they are still providing education that connects their students' careers with their calling. Alumni of Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary serve in public schools, emergency rooms, and Fortune 500 companies. They're accountants, teachers, ministers, and social workers. Nyack College and Alliance Theological Seminary offer a doctoral program, master's degree programs, and undergrad programs, including their renowned School of Music. Weekend, evening, and online courses are available, along with special programs for working adults. Experience Nyack College at their NYC Open House on Wednesday evening, June 12th at 6. Hear from students and faculty, meet with admission counselors, and learn about scholarships. For more information, go to nyack.edu or call 877-626-2222.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices, as low as $220 per eye with an absolutely free consultation. Text START to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use advanced FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK for as low as $220 per eye. Text START to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's START to 350350.
Bringing these chanters into the office was a pretty great idea, Mr. Rivers.
Yeah, everyone seems less stressed when they can manage to stay awake.
Maybe we'd relax better if we just had Geico Commercial Auto.
Geico can help insure our vehicles? That's good to know.
Yep, they can help business owners with all kinds of insurance needs.
That's really good to know. I'll check them out, right? Right after nap time.
Get to know Geico and see how easy commercial auto insurance can be.
I want you to sleep in. I want you to cool down, and I want you to have the home of your dreams. I'm Alyssa Walters, CEO and daughter of family-owned and run BlindsGalore.com. My mom, Shelley.
Hi, everyone.
And I have been working together for as long as I can remember. We've never settled for mediocre, and you shouldn't either. We're tough customers, but we love to say wow when it's worth it. That's why we built Blinds Galore, to give you designer blinds, shades, drapery, and shutters without the designer price. Get free samples, free shipping, and all the free design help you desire. Our in-house team of experts can help you online or over the phone every step of the way. Plus, you're free to exchange your custom blinds or shades for any reason. It's that simple. We've been doing this for nearly 20 years and want you to take pride in your window treatments. It's your home after all. You'll love the view.
We promise.
Just go to blindsgalore.com. That's blindsgalore.com.
Imagine your increase in sales with your website at the top of search engines, getting first crack at millions of potential customers. We know how to make that happen. We're Salem Surround, digital marketing experts who offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness with ideas to dramatically grow your profits. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Unelected judges and left-wing progressives seek to eliminate your freedoms. The Alliance Defending Freedom fights for you in our nation's courtrooms. Kevin McCullough fights for those freedoms on the air every single day. It's the Freedom Defense Update, exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
And our month of defending freedom continues here at Kevin McCullough Radio and our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer, in New York. We are continuing this effort because the fight continues. You may not know Baronelle Stutzman's name, but you probably know her story at least a little bit. And David Cortman is back with us. He's senior counsel and vice president of U.S. litigation. He was actually just with us earlier this week. But David, we got word yesterday that Baronelle's case had rebubbled to the top, and it's very important that we stay on top of what's happening. So tell us a little bit about what the Baronelle Stutzman case was about, what happened in the courts, why that should have had an impact, and where we go from here.
Sure. This is one of those cases that's been ongoing for over 6 years now. And Baronelle Stutzman is a florist, a professional florist out of Washington. It's been the family business for over 40 years. She's a grandmother now and loves what she does. And what's interesting is this is another one of those stories. People say, oh, they discriminate against people. What she serves everyone. In fact, the gentleman that ended up suing her, she is best friends with. She says all the time, even now afterward, that I love him and I wish he would come back to my store. And what happened was is she has served him for over about 10 years for all different types of events. He came to her a few years back and said, look, I'm getting into a same-sex marriage. Would you create the flowers and participate in my wedding for this ceremony? And she said, look, I love you, Rob. But because of my relationship with Jesus, I'm unable to do so, but I can refer you to a different florist. Well, the state of Washington found out that through social media, and the Washington Attorney General then went after Baronelle with all guns blazing. So basically filed a lawsuit against her. This lawsuit is as a member of the business, represent the business, and personally they went after her.
Now, I want to pause you right there, David. So it wasn't her customer and her friend Rob that brought this action. This was the state hearing about it and deciding to level both barrels at her just because they didn't like the way she handled it.
That's right. And the way it started was there was no complaint filed by Rob. They were friends. And then the AG went after her. And then later on, the ACLU came in and convinced Rob to file a lawsuit. So now both the state is going after Baronelle and the ACLU along with her former customer. And so what happened was is we litigated the case through the state court and ended up losing there. Went up to the Supreme Court, and people may be familiar with Jack Phillips and the Masterpiece case around the same time.
Right.
Well, after we won the Masterpiece case at the Supreme Court also took Baronelle's case and said, look, we want you Washington State Supreme Court to take another look at this in light of what we just ruled upon in Masterpiece. So go back, you got it wrong, look at the opinion again in reflecting what we did here, and that's the opinion that just came the other day.
And in essence, the Washington State Supreme Court reissued their original ruling without calling any witnesses, without really doing any type of procedure at all.
Well, no hearing, you know, no evidence, no anything. And what was most remarkable about it is when the Supreme Court looks at your case and says, look, you got it wrong, we have new precedent here, go back and examine it, they know the underlying facts of the case. Well, the Washington Supreme Court said, no, no, there's nothing to see here. And after spending a few pages on saying that, they actually cut and pasted the entire original opinion from several years ago and just reissued it. So basically just ignoring what the Supreme Court just told them to do.
Now, what will the Supreme Court likely do in light of this?
Well, it's our hope. So you have to go through the process. So we now are filing briefs to go back to the United States Supreme Court, asking them to take the case again and basically saying, look, the Washington State Supreme Court just ignored you, and going through that process again. So it's our hope. I mean, we're optimistic that the court's not going to appreciate that. The Supreme Court will take it up again. And then in light of its ruling in Masterpiece, say, no, you went too far. You're targeting religion. You're hostile to religion. And this is something that shouldn't be able to stand.
And this is free speech and freedom of religion and the right to your own beliefs. And if Baronel loses, if Washington State is successful, she would lose everything, her home, her life savings, her business, all of it.
She will. And included in the case is attorney fees for the other side. So, for example, the ACLU have been, you know, litigating this case for 6, 7, 8 years, depending on how long it lasts. It's enough to completely bankrupt her. And what people need to understand, what's important about this type of case is it's not about which side you are on the marriage debate or any issue. The position we're taking on behalf of Baronel is, look, everybody has free speech rights. And the government shouldn't force you to participate in any type of ceremony, especially a sacred ceremony like a marriage, or participate to advance any message that you disagree with, whichever side of the line you fall on. And so this principle that we're fighting for protects everyone, regardless of what your views are.
Right. And just for people that are listening, if a Christian couple wanted to force a gay florist that didn't agree with their view of marriage, this would protect him from being able to be forced to participate in their wedding as well. So as you just explained, it goes both ways. And friends, it's one of the reasons why we're having Defending Freedom Month. These cases affect real people. And in Baronel's case, could cost her everything if she didn't have the Alliance Defending Freedom coming to her aid at a pro bono rate. They're not charging Baronel one dime to defend her and to defend her constitutional freedoms. And that's why they need your help. 1-800-569-1559. 1-800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. And we've been telling you some of the stories in the last couple of months, but now is the time when we need to help them be prepared to take the next steps forward in defending your freedoms and my freedom. In fact, if we don't step up and make this fight, we may lose the very freedoms that we have come to love, our life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness for your family and your children's family. Call 800-569-1559 or go to am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. That's 800-569-1559.
A blur, a crash, a thud, and the shooting pain. You fell through a hole that shouldn't have been there. Or maybe it was a broken ladder, a wonky scaffold, a simple nudge that put you down and out. However it happens, falling on a construction site can ruin you with pain. If you fell, has someone convinced you that you have no case, so just live with it? Is that even fair or just? What if your employer is at fault? Doesn't justice mean compensation for medical expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Sight and Sound Theaters presents the greatest rescue story of all time.
Who exactly is he?
He's a miracle worker, a healer, a prophet.
This Jesus is a rebel.
Everything Jesus does points to love.
The original stage production is returning for one last encore season.
He is alive in us, and he can live in you too.
Jesus, live on stage at Sight and Sound Theaters in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you found the one your soul loves? Are you ready to hold them and never let go like the words from Song of Solomon? Engagement and wedding season are beautiful times of hope and anticipation. But it's so easy to get overwhelmed, especially when it comes to finding the right ring. But I've got the solution. It's my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Lord's Diamonds is a Christian-owned business that specializes in custom-designed jewelry. Anu will work with you personally to create your one-of-a-kind engagement ring all within your budget. And the perfect ring doesn't just have to be for the start of the relationship. Maybe now's the time to give your bride the ring of her dreams that you couldn't when you first made your vows. Anu also has this amazing offer just for Kevin McCullough radio listeners. Lord's Diamonds is giving up to $500 off wedding bands if you purchase the engagement ring with Lord's Diamonds. You've found the one your soul loves. Now take the next step. Call Lord's Diamonds today, 212-789-8500. That's 212-789-8500. Or visit her online at lordsdiamonds.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in New York and New Jersey? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the New York and New Jersey area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. New York and New Jersey are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Looking for excellent academics, athletics, and fine arts taught with a Christ-centered worldview? Timothy Christian School in Piscataway is the answer for you. Timothy Christian offers a pre-K through 12th grade education with excellent academics and intentional character development taught by caring teachers in a safe environment. Timothy Christian prepares your child for eternity by laying the academic and spiritual foundation needed to succeed. For more information or to schedule a tour today, visit timothychristian.org. That's timothychristian.org. Prepare your child for college and for life.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, literally, you may not think you need the Alliance Defending Freedom today, but that's just because you haven't been targeted yet. At some point in time, you may find yourself on the end of losing your freedoms, losing your First Amendment right. And this is the organization that will be there in the situation in which you do. But friends, they need partners. And today we're asking, could there be 50 partners in the New York area that say just $100 one-time gift to go towards helping them preserve and do what they need to do in the days and years to come to keep our freedoms free? We just celebrated D-Day yesterday, David. And of course, there was a tremendous price that was paid there. But I think of you guys as kind of like the guys that are fighting for the same freedoms in the courtrooms in an increasingly hostile environment on a daily basis.
And I think that's what people need to understand and appreciate, that freedom isn't free. It comes at a high price and a high cost, as we know, as we celebrate yesterday, as you mentioned, and throughout the year. And it's one of those things where I think sometimes we as Americans take it for granted. You know, we have the greatest country in the world. We have the most free speech protections, but we've got to fight for them. And I think what happens, because of all the partisanship politically, people tend to take sides on particular issues, forgetting that these free speech principles protect them and their side too. And so you could say, well, I don't like what he says, so let's shut him up and censor him. But that same principle is going to come back and not allow you to speak freely. So it's one of those things that everybody needs to understand. It protects their thoughts, their views, and the way they want to operate their businesses and their life.
Yeah, well, it's so important. And friends, your gift today helps preserve that, helps keep the ADF going forward, helps them lean in on these cases where there are multi-millionaire and billionaire donors keeping the other side going, states with endless tax pockets being able to go after private citizens and use the full power and treasury of a government to do so. Friends, it's very intimidating. And that's why these cases are brought, to intimidate the individual into succumbing and into giving up their rights. But when you give a gift to Alliance Defending Freedom today, you're helping that pushback happen. You're helping them not only win for the individual, but win precedent in the courts that then impact many more people. David, address that for a second.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, these type of cases, and, you know, we talk about individual cases because they're representative, but these cases are going on across the entire country in all different circumstances. And what's interesting here is Baronelle was just going about her life. What's interesting, she has gay employees. They all speak so highly of her. She's the sweetest grandmother you ever want to meet. Again, she loves her customers, especially, you know, this one. And she was minding her own business when the government came after her. So it wasn't like she was out there advocating or marching or doing anything. They basically came after her. And that's what happens, you know, whether it's the fire chief we've talked about, whether it's the baker, whether it's the photographer, the florist. You know, they actually are, both the left and the government are going after people simply because they have either a religious background or they believe marriage is between a man and a woman or whatever the subject may have you. And I don't think you want that type of precedent, because tomorrow it may be your views that are unpopular.
Right.
And that's exactly what the First Amendment is there to protect. The popular views don't need protection. It's only those that come under fire that do.
Friends, that's why we need you to make a gift to end this week with and help us. We just need 50 of you to give a $100 gift and to say to ADF, we're with you. We want to help you be able to continue to provide that pro bono defense for people that are having their freedoms challenged. 800-569-1559 is that number. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Just literally a little old grandma who just loves her customers and loves her people, minding her own business. And one day the state of Washington said, you know what, you're going to pay everything because you believe something. It's not right. 800-569-1559. Give a gift right now. 800-569-1559. You can also go to am970theanswer.com and give a gift by clicking on the ADF banner there at the top of the page, if you would do that and be so kind. David Kortman, Senior Legal Counsel for ADF, thank you for being with us.
All right. Good being on again.
Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the fore so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV, $69.98 or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code AM970. Call the number or MyPillow.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-494-2323. That's 800-494-2323. 800-494-2323. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
You know, I think we're all Americans. I think we all have different views. I think that to paint Hollywood as all liberals, I think is wrong.
That is the voice and the thoughts of my next guest, Ray Boudreau, who rejoins us. And he hasn't been with me on air, but rejoins me in person. We were actually able to be at the Manhattan GOP opportunity together earlier this year that John Catsimatidis and his daughter AJ hosted, of course. And Ray, it was good to see you there. It's good to meet you. Our mutual friend Matt Rich brought us together, and I'm glad he did, because I got to catch a little bit of that appearance that you had with Varney and Company that Alex got that soundbite from last week. And I really appreciate what you're about. Thanks for being here.
No, thanks for having me. Happy Friday to you and your audience. And yeah, it was great meeting you as well. The New York GOP event is always a good one. The Catsimatidis, who doesn't love them?
Yeah, no kidding. They're the greatest. Hey, let's talk about what you're a filmmaker now, but you've done stuff beforehand. And one of the things that you that I'm guessing is really one of the highlights of your life is being able to help in the construction of the World Trade Center 9/11 Memorial. Talk to us about your role in that.
Sure, I still have a construction company. That's the engine that drives the bus. I build high rises here in New York City, doing reinforced steel and concrete. The gem in my crown is building the World Trade Center 9/11 Memorial.
Now, what do you make of the mayor wanting all new structures to go uber green?
I think he's uber stupid. I mean, it's just an exercise of futility. It's him trying to grab headlines. It's not a realistic expectation.
Right. Now, you say that construction is the engine that that drives everything. You're a filmmaker now, and you've had a chance to work on a few things, but your most successful film to date has just come out in theaters. Talk to me a little bit about the idea behind the film called The Public.
So, yeah, The Public was a great movie. Emilio Estevez, one of my, you know, I was a huge fan growing up watching Breakfast Club and St. Elmo's Fire and, you know, Young Guns and, you know, he wrote this script about a dozen years ago, and, you know, it just never got made. It kicked around from this studio to that studio, and, you know, it just struggled, as movies do. And then it landed on my desk, and I met Emilio when I was filming my first movie 3 years ago called Clapper. And we chatted about it, and then, you know, time went on, and we wound up deciding to work together to make this movie and to tell this story. We had a phenomenal cast, you know, Alec Baldwin, Taylor Schilling, Jeffrey Wright, Gabriella Union, Michael K. Williams, Christian Slater. You know, it was just, and it's always such an honor to work with like these such talented people that I've been watching and enjoying watching them on film and television for years.
Right. You know, well, and that's got to be one of the fun things about making the film. But it's also probably a lot of fun to tell a good story. And while I haven't seen the film, and I'd like to soon, the trailer itself is pretty compelling. And you talk about a cast. You just ripped them off. But, man, I'm just saying it is a stellar all-star lineup that you've got.
Yeah, we got some star power. And it's an entertaining movie. That, you know, and this is the exact kind of movie. I started the company. I got the idea for the production company 3.5 years ago. You know, I did well in construction. I'm still relatively young. And I said, well, what do I do next? And the only thing I ever wanted to do I hadn't done yet was be in film and television. And I said, no, I'm going to take a run at it. And you know, I'm gonna put forth the effort and see where it takes me. And it's taken me to The Public, which is the exact kind of movie you want to be making. It's
right.
Entertaining, you know, it's telling a story that needs to be told and telling it in an entertaining way, not taking sides and not taking a position, just telling an entertaining story that I believe should be told.
Yeah.
You know, to hopefully start a conversation and to hopefully shine a bright light in a dark place.
As a studio head, do you think that the best purpose that movies can foster is to begin that dialogue or to try to bring people to a conclusion? Like when you think Hollywood's doing its best work, how do you think it most impacts the culture?
Well, I mean, there's different ways to look at it. There's the movie, the entertaining movie that has a message. That tells an interesting story. I like it. But then there's also just entertaining movies that just, you know, that are there to like just let you escape for 2 hours or 90 minutes into a different world.
Or as my boys like to remind me for Endgame, maybe 3.5 hours.
I just seen it last weekend with my daughter. She had seen it already, but I wound up going to the theater with her and she watched it again as I watched it for the first time. I mean, you know, hey, Dances with Wolves was 3 hours too.
Yeah, back that's
in
true.
The day, you know, and that was, you know, it was a classic.
Well, depending on how well the story is told, it can be that long and not really feel that long. And I think that's what you're talking about, is telling great stories, but with great expertise.
Absolutely. You know, I seen Denzel Washington, and it's not just a movie. I seen him in The Iceman comic. I seen he was on Broadway. I bought the tickets, Impulse Shop. I love Denzel. I didn't realize it was 4 hours long. And I was like, I was petrified when the night before when I realized it was 4 hours long. And when I tell you, I sat through that show and it went by in a blink because it was so entertaining. And, you know, that, you know, whether it be movies, Broadway, you know, concert, whatever it is, if it captures you and it, you know, the time just flies by.
Right. Well, Ray, congratulations on The Public. It is now playing, and friends, you can check out more info, of course, at...
It'll be coming out on DVD and DVR on July 2nd. So keep an eye out for it.
I will definitely.
Soon enough.
And you know, more information at LTD Films, Living the Dream. That's what Ray said when we got him on the phone today. I said, how you doing? He said, I'm living the dream. I said, that's great. LTDfilms.nyc for more info. LTDfilms.nyc. Ray Boudreau, thank you for making time for us today.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
Have a great weekend. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought of the day is next. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week I was feeling a little bit run down and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code. The Mission. That's 800-246-8751.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we thank you once again for making us your choice all week long as you have many different things pulling at you throughout your drive home, throughout your afternoons. I am just grateful that you spend it with Kevin McCullough Radio and continuing to tell others to do so. In fact, if you're in the New York City area and you're not waking up with the Salem media outlets here, AM 570 The Mission or AM 970 The Answer, you're just missing out on a ton, especially if you're a news talk junkie. In the Joe Piscopo show, which has had its biggest growth in its ratings since its inception in the last 12 months and just killing it in morning drive. I'm so grateful for those guys because they help set the table for the rest of us that follow afterwards. And of course, stay with us 24 hours a day because there's so much good that we've got coming your way. But I wanted to just real quickly, if you missed my segment with Kayleigh McEnany, just touch on this one last time. That report that I referred to, that Mexico and U.S. have made progress towards averting the tariffs, this is proof that the president's plan works, because we are this much closer to having Mexico take on all of that responsibility, stopping much of that immigration before it ever gets to our borders. And if this current plan goes through, that's going to be a huge thing. Now, what would we save some of that money and maybe spend it on? Well, how about this? For $35,000 a night, you could get a room with a view to view Earth from outer space. Big story today coming across the wires, The Independent in the UK. Talking about a space station opening soon for tourists. It'll cost about $50 million per trip to get there. But $35,000 a night, you can stay in the space station and wake up to a view of Mother Earth out your window. Now, see, that would be pretty exciting. But would it be as exciting as this headline? Alec Baldwin, according to Deadline.com, promising no more. No more Donald Trump sketches. So done with the SNL Trump gig. I can't imagine that I would do it again. You know who's going to be really sad about that? Alec Baldwin. Because the Trump reincarnation is one of the best things that's happened to his career in a long time. Anyway, that's just on the sidebar there. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for spending your week with us and hope that you have a great weekend. We'll see you again Monday as we obliterate confusion, amplify truth, pursue clarity. Breaking news as it happens, what it means and why it matters.